Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Georgia voters can proceed with their case against Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, that seek to disqualify her from congressional office, a judge ruled Monday. Representative MTG on Fox News last night.
They've hired up some attorneys from New York who hate the people in my district and don't believe that they should have the right to elect who they want to send to Washington, which is me.
It should be noted the judge allowing voters to try to remove a candidate is Amy Totenberg, a President Barack Obama appointed judge. China's economy is stalling as its zero-COVID policy with large-scale lockdowns conflicts with economic growth. China's unemployment rate rose to 5.8%, above the government's target of 5.5%, and the worst since May of 2020, when the country was first emerging from lockdowns after the initial virus outbreak in Wuhan. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Two Russian cosmonauts concluded their spacewalk Monday after 6 hours and 37 minutes outside the ISS. They installed a 37-foot robotic arm or long manipulator. An Ohio professor pushing back on wokeness wins in court.
Shawnee State University in Ohio will pay $400,000 in damages and attorney fees for punishing philosophy professor Nick Merriweather after he declined a transgender student's demand to be referred to as a female. Speaking on Fox News, the professor says the university violated his rights.
And initially the administration was willing to go along with that, but then the administration changed course and demanded that I defer to the ideology, that I refer to the student as a female, and I simply could not do that. I thought it was an egregious assault on my freedom of speech and my religious beliefs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
J.D. Vance is running in Ohio's 2022 Senate race. He told Newsmax he says the reason the media and swamp creatures attacked President Trump is because he revealed how bad American politics has become.
Yeah, a couple things. I think one, when you saw the forces arrayed against Donald Trump, and I've never seen a candidate or a president in my lifetime that brought out the worst people in the country who were desperate to destroy him. It made me think, you know, maybe there's something about this guy. He's doing something that needs to be done, given how many people are going after him. I also just think that Trump's presidency, you know, there are all these great policy accomplishments and achievements, but it also revealed the corruption in our country and in our bureaucracy. I mean, if you had told me 5 years ago that the FBI would get an illegal wiretap on a U.S. president, I would have said, that's crazy. No way would that would happen in this country. But thanks to Trump's presidency, it sort of revealed that a lot of these institutions that we rely on really are corrupt. So I think, you know, all around, he was a great president. I'm 37 years old, certainly the best president of my lifetime. And I'm very honored to have not just his endorsement, but his trust, because I think this is about making the Republican Party more America first, more in line with what Trump tried to accomplish during his 4 years in office. We've got to do that. We've got to send the right people to do it. I'm glad that Trump thinks that's me.
China has announced it will launch 3 more astronauts to its newest space station in June. after the latest crew returned Sunday following a six-month stay in orbit. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we thank you for joining in on the fight. We're not about to give up. It is worth it. I mean, we've had parents, grandparents, great-grandparents. I mean, you go down through the legacy of American history, and our families have fought and have defended our freedoms. And here we are on the brink of letting them all go. For who? For what? I mean, the majority of Americans still believe in a constitutional republic, but the ruling elite that we've allowed to take over, they think they have a better idea, suddenly. After all that our founding fathers, all the brilliance and genius of the Declaration of Independence, our U.S. Constitution, the current regime says, no, they got a better way. Really? Well, listen to this. The U.S.-Mexican border, according to the Wall Street Journal, arrests top 1 million in 6 months. You heard that right. In 6 months, arrests top 1 million. You tell me that our border patrol is not overwhelmed. In March alone, almost 210,000 migrants crossed the border illegally, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. With us right now to talk more about it from the Remembrance Project is Maria Espinoza, and she's been urging Texas AG Ken Paxton to stop playing games with border security. She's the co-founder and national director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who've been killed by illegal aliens. And the last time Maria and I spoke, the reality that she brought to the forefront here is that in just about every state, and I think it's every state, Maria, that a legal citizen has been killed by an illegal. Is that correct?
From our records, yes, Bill, and thank you for having me on. And this is why the Remembrance Project was created back in 2009 to shine a light on the innocent, precious American lives that are, what we say, being stolen, snuffed out of their American dream. We want to shine a light on that because these illegal aliens who kill Americans shouldn't be here in the first place.
And we found time and again that there are, multiple felonies involved, offenses. They're here illegally, and it's all been ignored. But, you know, I guess that if your child isn't the one that has been murdered at the hands of an illegal alien, you just kind of pass on. There's nothing here. It doesn't really matter until it hits home. And then you start seeing the story, hearing about the stories, and you see the faces of loved ones, the surviving families that are dealing with this pain that they will carry with them until the day they die. There's just something so grossly unfair about this, Maria.
Oh, absolutely. And here are, one angel mother said, why in America, on American soil, can an American girl be killed and an illegal alien not be captured? I mean, right now there is almost a 21-year-old case, Bill, that an illegal alien is free in Venezuela, and for some reason, the United States is not able to extradite this illegal alien savage killer who murdered Felicia Ruiz decades ago, stabbed her over, no, was it 39 times? The coroner stopped counting the puncture wounds in this little girl's body. But, you know, there's more recent killings every single day. It's very difficult for the Remembrance Project, for our team, to keep up with it because, as you know, for some time now, the media has been hiding the name of the illegal alien or immigration status, and now they're not even giving the name of the victim in some of the media outlets. And that's why, like you read and stated here at the start of the show, our letter to Attorney General Ken Paxton to ask him to do two things, to give an opinion as to whether or not the federal government has failed to secure our borders. And the answer is a resounding yes, he has failed. Number two, does Texas have the right, the authority to protect its own borders, protect its citizens? And the answer is yes, and that's what we want for Attorney General Ken Paxton. I want all your listeners to call in and ask him to push this opinion out, because this is exactly what Texans need to know, is that Texas has the power, Bill. We have the power, the authority within our leadership, if they are willing.
Exactly.
To secure Texas and Texas families.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you would think Texas, known for taking the last stand, you know, what it makes you wonder what the heck is going on here. I mean, let's go back historically for just a bit. Let's go back to 9/11. All of a sudden, we were on high surveillance, high alert on everything after being attacked here in the homeland. And 9/11 wasn't that long ago, Maria. And look what has happened. I mean, our borders are opened up. We elect people. I say we, the corporate body, regardless of your suspicions of how it happened. But regardless, we've elected, we've allowed them to put into positions in the judiciary that are dictating this insane policy. And it leaves you with the question, why? And this is the thing that's so amazing about this information and age that we live in, Maria, is we know a lot of the what, we just don't know a lot of the why. And the mainstream media, which is supposed to be, you know, the bastions of the First Amendment right, this is why our founding fathers said, look, we need to have a free and fair press, and we don't have it any longer. You know, thank God for shows like this and other independent operations. Yeah. I mean, you're doing a show of your own now as well on TV, and you know, getting the word out there. So, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to continue to get the truth out there, because this idea that, you know, it's your truth, my truth, it's all relative, that's a bunch of bunk. I mean, this is what got us here. This is what got us the president that we have right now, that we have the open borders, that we were, you know, logically energy independent, now illogically energy dependent. We're on the verge of World War III. I mean, on and on. Stop me when you've had enough, because the madness is right here, right?
Exactly. And I think it's really important, Bill, to state that all your listeners out there, sometimes it's so overwhelming, but if we just take one, focus on one little item at a time, like this letter to A.G. Paxton, and we can chisel away, but we need everyone on board. You know, we do have the right, you know, and that's why we work so hard and so closely with the Texas sheriff last year. If you go to defendourborders.org, that is now an official Kinney County page, who Kinney County officials, Sheriff Brad Coe, Brent Smith, the attorney, and Judge Tully Shahan, you know, they were at the point of the spear pushing for the counties to stand up and demand from Governor Abbott, which, you know, he's been posturing and playing political theater. You know, of course, we don't want Beto O'Rourke, but we do want to pressure Governor Abbott to take action and repel the invasion at the border. You know, what Kinney County did last year was a, you know, domino effect all across Texas. And Texas counties filed declarations of disaster, which moved Governor Abbott to do the same. But it didn't. It was just paper, Bill. And we know that, you know, there's, you know, so many Americans and Texans who are being killed by the drug fentanyl coming over across from China through the Mexican border. You know, that is the top killer now. And we should add them to the Remembrance Project Stolen Life Quilt banners.
Exactly.
Because, you know, the age that is number one killer of Americans between the ages of 18 to 45. And this
it's a disaster. Yeah, you're talking 80,000, at least 80,000 last year alone, Maria.
Yes.
We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Maria Espinoza from the Remembrance Project. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 39 years in Zimbabwe, the Tide Ministry is seeking even more ways to spread the gospel throughout the region. We are excited and encouraged to see our global partners embracing our vision and seeking God's guidance in how to fulfill that vision in the context of their own ministry structures and goals. Some of the goals that Amakuku Evangeli is aiming towards over the next 10 years may seem very ambitious, but anything that God has inspired is achievable through faith and cooperative participation between His adopted children who have significant resources and those who have great need. To learn more about the Tide Ministry partnership with Amakuku Evangeli and how we plan to share the good news of Christ with even more Zimbabweans in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Maria Espinoza is a co-founder, national director of the Remembrance Project, and she continues with us. Maria, there is just something, that has been brewing for a long time when it comes to immigration. I mean, it's just been just something that has been an ongoing battle, even back to the days of Reagan. Remember when they said, "Okay, never again. All right, we're gonna allow for roughly 3 million. That's it, and never to be done again." Even the Democrats all saluted to that and promised, and I think they even opened up a vein and shed some blood over their commitment over this deal. And here we are now looking at numbers. It's so funny because, and I say funny in an ironic sort of way, but this is the typical stuff that politicians do, is they, and even the mainstream media, I'm so upset with them because they have abandoned their job that is so essential to the American people. And I don't blame them. I mean, they're complaining we're losing subscription. Well, no kidding you're losing some. You deserve to lose subscription and followers because you can't continue to feed people manure and think that they like it. Your job is to give them the facts, the whole truth, and nothing but, and let them decide, because the American people are smart enough to do this, and you're trying to dumb us down, and we're insulted by it, so you deserve to go in the ash heap of history to be a bunch of has-beens, because you do not deserve to be in the public square participating in the discussion where we need to hear both sides, and we need to have, you know, fair-minded, reasonable people to talk about these things that are just so commonsensical, like, you know, being responsible for the border. You leave it wide open. Here we've got record numbers of people coming. And, oh, yeah, right around the corner, you know, somebody came up with a brilliant idea. And, of course, comes out of the White House, and you know who. Oh, let's get rid of anything that has any semblance or ties to Donald Trump, because he was just such a terrible president. He's the worst president ever, if you want to hear the left, right? And you go, right. Wait, the worst president ever gave us energy independence. He secured our borders, no wars. Middle East peace was about ready to break forth. We had four Arab nations, ready to come to the peace table with Israel. Yeah, I guess he was terrible. Even President Xi was under control, and Kim Jong-un was behaving himself. But, yeah, he was the worst president we ever had, this what they want us to believe. And now here we are dealing with a president who is basically, he's Peter Principled himself, for those that understand the Peter Principle, where you rise to your level of incompetence. And Joe Biden, I mean, you talk about the perfect storm, not only just in the normal case in function of his abilities, he rose to the level of incompetence, but now let's throw in some, mental, obvious mental deficiencies on top of it. And he is the leader of America and the free world right now, and we're on the verge of World War III. Thank you very much. What,
right, led by the Easter Bunny.
Exactly. And I think he's still looking for a hand to shake, which is whole some other crazy scenario going on.
Right.
But, the fact of the matter is that we need to remember and re-engage. I've been saying forever, Maria, that we got to return to first principles. First principles, number one, three right. most important words of the Constitution, we the people. Okay? Jen Psaki the other day, I don't know if you heard this, but she referred to Joe Biden as being at the top of the totem pole. Now, I know that you've read the Constitution, and I know you know this, so I'm almost asking it rhetorically. But I don't read anything about a totem pole in the U.S. Constitution, do you?
Absolutely not, unless you just have an object that just stands there. So that's what he's doing. It's really sad. But I think referring to the Constitution, Bill, that's exactly where we are. And we have been pointing to the Constitution from day one when the Remembrance Project was created. And actually, that's also why I started the TV show, Maria Espinosa's show, The All-American Project. Because we just weren't able to get the word out quick enough, and we, of course, the media, look at even Fox News, hiring Paul Ryan, being on the board, who was absolutely heck-bent on stopping Donald Trump, whatever he did as the president, especially on immigration. So here we are utilizing the our U.S. Constitution, our God-given rights to protect ourselves, and the federal government has the duty. This is not voluntary of the federal government. They can't choose to ignore this, to protect every state against invasion. And on top of that, so our authors, our founders, knew that they needed a contingency plan because of what they had experienced in the old country, right? They knew that a tyrannical government, in power can be such. And so they gave the states concurrent authority to protect themselves from invasion or imminent harm. If the federal government is not able or unwilling, which is exactly, I think, our federal government right now with Biden, he is not able
right.
and he is not willing to protect
exactly.
From this invasion. And that's where Governor Abbott, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, Ken Paxton, and also the Speaker of the House, Dave Phelan, who was an obstacle to everything that would have protected Texas. And this is where we are today, Bill. So that's why it's very important for right. your listeners to call AG Paxton's office and ask him to render this opinion, this legal opinion, so that it will place pressure on Governor Abbott. We need the courage of Ken Paxton right now.
Exactly. And so whether you're a Texan or you're living outside of Texas, you got to remember what happens at the border doesn't stay at the border. I mean, we've seen reports, we've seen it on our television of the Biden administration with night flights early in the morning, you know, rather secretively, though they, you know, try to come up with some plausible story, which is, you know, it, on its face, it's, again, it's an insult to the American people. We know what they're doing. They're, you know, sending people in the middle of the night on flights into the interior of the country. So it doesn't stay at the border. And so here's the number to call. Go ahead and give them the phone number for AG Ken Paxton.
That's 512-463-2100, 512-463-2100. And, you know, bringing the illegal aliens into the interior, Bill, you know, look at what Governor Abbott has done, busing them to the near location of the number three destination of illegal aliens, which is up in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
On tax yeah. dollars. Aiding and abetting when he should repel these illegal aliens and protect Texas.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand in part that maybe is plan A, but what's plan B? You know, what do you do after that? Okay, you've sent four buses now loaded with immigrants who have voluntarily said, okay, and you say it's number three. And they've even interviewed up some of them, and they said, well, you know, so where do you want to end up? Well, some want to come to Miami. Well, Governor DeSantis says you're not welcome. You know, we
right.
don't want you. We don't want you here under this auspices. If you're legal, I mean, we have legal immigrants coming in the country that have paid the price. They are secure. They've got families and sponsors so that they're not a burden, because that's legal immigration. But
right. like
here we
father.
Have. Yeah, exactly. And my great grandfather as well. So we're a nation of immigrants, but we're a nation of law and order. And to have a government, to have leadership right now that ignores that principle is dangerous. And clearly that's why you're in existence. Yeah, I know that, Maria, you'd rather not have the Remembrance Project. We wish that we
right.
didn't have to grieve with the parents who have lost their children for what? For the irresponsibility of our government. I mean, we've got materials right now on the border, and our government, with our taxes, are paying for people not to build the border when all the elements are there to complete the border. Is that ridiculous?
Exactly. I think that we have to hold our leadership to account, and this is one way to do it.
Well, if we don't storm back, Title 42, the end of May, poof. I mean, they're already talking at numbers that just boggle the brain here, Maria. We have got to, push hard. And look, at even if you're outside of Texas, you know, give me 2 minutes. 2 minutes, make the phone call and tell Attorney General Ken Paxton to stop playing games with border security and get serious about it. We need him to take a stand on behalf of all the United States of America. 512-463-2100 is the phone number. Maria, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. You take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Godspeed. God bless you. And peace.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments.
In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Georgia voters can't proceed with their case against Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, that seek to disqualify her from congressional office, a judge ruled Monday. Representative MTG on Fox News last night.
They've hired up some attorneys from New York who hate the people in my district and don't believe that they should have the right to elect who they want to send to Washington, which is me.
It should be noted the judge allowing voters to try to remove a candidate is Amy Toltenberg, a President Barack Obama appointed judge. China's economy is stalling as its zero COVID policy with large-scale lockdowns conflicts with economic growth. China's unemployment rate rose to 5.8%, above the government's target of 5.5%, and the worst since May of 2020, when the country was first emerging from lockdowns after the initial virus outbreak in Wuhan. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tuesday morning to you. Jeff Kemp has lots to say. He's the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, happy after Easter. How are you?
Hey, all year long, for the rest of our life, Easter is the defining source of our joy.
Amen.
And I wish you happiness as well.
Well, and back at you tenfold, my brother. Hey, this is the question. You know, seeing people go, look at, you know, we got to Easter, went through Lent, and, you know, this was just an awesome Easter. For some, I've heard the best Easter ever, which is just exciting to me, especially in light of what is happening in our world. You know, as Jesus said, look at, you guys are so smart. You figure out the signs of the weather and the things and some other things that obviously you seem to ignore. But for some reason, this year, it seemed that people, maybe because of COVID, all the trouble and travails that we've been going through, they were a little bit more sensitive spiritually. And Easter was a time for revelation for them. And so their feeling of hope and redemption and power to overcome. And they're just saying to me, Bill, I don't want to lose that. And I'm saying, you know what? That's a great beginning that you realize that there was something so special about Easter that you don't want to lose it, right?
Yes, I was thinking about the words that Jesus told to us through his disciples. And he made something really clear that we often forget. We forget that this world this 40, 50, 60, 80-year life, that is not all that there is. Mm-hmm. You know what? This is just chapter one, and it's a broken chapter that Jesus has come back to redeem and rewrite so that we can then receive and enjoy and live forever in the perfect eternal chapter, right? The world to come, the kingdom to come, which Jesus has already brought inside of us, but certainly the peace that's inside of us isn't reigning in Ukraine. It's not reigning
exactly
in some families. It's not reigning in domestic violence situations. It's not reigning in a country that gets divided over politics and faith and religion and morality. But Jesus said, and that's recorded in John 16:33, in this world, you will have trouble. But do not fear, do not be overcome. Take heart, I have overcome the world. Meaning, I've got an eternal world coming that can, A, live inside you now so you can handle the worst of circumstances and actually use them to glorify God the way Joseph did. And B, you're going to live with me in perfect eternity if you put your faith and trust in Jesus. So maybe what you're referring to, Bill, is that the hardships of COVID for 2.5 years and the lack of peace and the atrocities that we're seeing in Ukraine by the Russians upon the Ukrainian people. And, of course, there are atrocities all over the world and some right in our own backyard. This is a sign that this is the fallen world that man has chosen. But God has chosen to save us in Christ, and he gives us peace that can handle this and an eternal life to come. So I think we need to hold on to that bigger perspective.
Exactly. I think, Jeff, inherently, God designed us with that compass that draws us back home, I say. And that when we, you know, as God's word says, that his word goes, it will not come back void. And when that word matches up within our spirit, it you have that, oh yeah, that light bulb moment, that awareness. And what we have within us is the understanding, that connection with the words of Jesus. Now it comes down to a matter of obedience. Now that we know, and it gives us that revelatory moment, how are we going to act on it? Are we going to be like the Jews in Jerusalem that one day are seeing Jesus coming into Jerusalem on a donkey, on a colt, and they're laying out garments, palms, they're praising God, and a week later, they're calling to crucify him. And, you know, the idea that Jesus, what benefit we got at the, you know, from the cross, what Jesus did and what benefit we received as a result, like none other religious leader has been able to do this. You know, all their tombs, if you go to the tombs of all these other supposed religious leaders, guess what? There's still a body. There's bones in there. But you go to the tomb where Jesus was laid. Hello, still empty, you know. So this is hugely significant. And so he came to set us free from sin and death. You know, when you really think about that, what you know, to your point here is that Jesus laid out the elements and, you know, kind of the coordinates to bring us back home. That is part, you know, is that part of our heart, that when we hear things of a spiritual nature that rise to that level, it's like, oh, okay, I start to get it. But how do I remain faithful and hold the line and stay on course so that I'm with Jesus in eternity? Because what, just like you said, what we're dealing with right now is so temporal. And that's what Jesus knew all along, is that, guys, look at this is we've got so many greater things yet to happen. Hang in there.
I think these couple minutes that you share with me on Tuesdays, you and I are reminding ourselves and all of our friends listening that there's a bigger picture. And you aren't just a body. You're a soul that has a body. You're not temporary. You're eternal. You're not a mistake. You're not broken. You're not cast out with no hope. No, you are God's chosen child who will live forever, his son or daughter, rescued and redeemed by Jesus when you put your faith in him. You were made in his image. You know, the Bible starts off Genesis talking about, you know, God created us male and female in his image. And that's why we have this yearning for eternity, this yearning for God, this yearning to connect to him. And C.S. Lewis said, if you're finding yourself something that isn't satisfied by everything in this world, you were probably designed for another world. And that is it. So I'm just so thankful that Jesus came and said, you're going to be resurrected to either life or to judgment. And judgment if you reject me, and life if you accept me. And the Father has given me life, and I am the bread of life, and I give it to you. So that's what we want to receive. That's what we want to focus on. That's where we want to anchor our life. And that gives us peace. We don't need to fret and freak out and get angry at circumstances and people. We can trust in the Lord.
Right. Well, Jeff, because things are heating up. I mean,
They'll continue to heat up.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at what's going on, man. The blitzes are at every corner, man. They're coming at us. So it's like, get prepared, like you say in your book. You got to be prepared. You got to anticipate. And God has given us the roadmap and all the instructions that we need, and get ready because it's coming.
Yeah. How many minutes do we have, Bill? One or how long?
We got one minute left. I'm going to let you bring us home. Go ahead.
Well, I was watching The Chosen, and I saw where Jesus was preparing his Sermon on the Mount, and he began it with the Beatitudes. And the show said that Jesus in the show, which is made up, but according to Scripture, said that this is a map to me and to the people who love me. So think of it. Poor in spirit, be humble. Mourn, be repentant, sensitive to your sin. Be meek, have a quiet, trusting submission to God. Hunger for righteousness. Want the purity of Jesus more than anything else. Be merciful. That's having compassion and forgiving others. Be pure in heart. Your only motive is to please God. Be a peacemaker. Seek unity and oneness in the body of Christ the way Jesus prayed. And persecuted for righteousness, that's mean we love people and treat them with dignity, even if they persecute us. And finally, you'll get persecuted for being allegiant to Jesus. Amen. That's a great purpose for being persecuted.
Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT, as in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around.
Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I love this song. Have you gathered that? I the lyrics are just so powerful when you think about it, you know? We so casually say God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, think about that. You know, we could only hope to be somewhat consistent in our own lives that our kids or people, you know, that know us would say, yeah, that's Samantha Mel. She's a steady girl. She's always there. Same yesterday, today, and forever. We can only hope so. Because then all of a sudden we hit those moments where we're not the same. We're not that good. But, hey, look, we serve a God that is. Isn't that awesome? Hey, good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Speaking of Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, she's back with us, as she is on most Tuesdays. And we're so grateful because she brings the latest viral videos to our attention to talk about. Hey, Sam, how are we doing? Did you have a good Easter?
Oh, yeah. It was a wonderful Easter. You know, my family came to visit, and we did the Easter egg thing, and...
You didn't knock all the kids over and steal their Easter eggs like you did before, did you?
Not this year. I decided to be a little bit more mature, but maybe saved a couple for myself. But it was a really good time. It's always nice to spend time with my family. So
yeah, teach those little kiddos to get in the way. I mean, we got some you know real special stuff in those Easter eggs, you know. So
that's right. We actually did real eggs when I was growing up. I didn't even know people had candy eggs for years. It was kind of funny because, we would really boil eggs and color them. And I was like, you guys had candy eggs? And like, sometimes there was money. I had no idea.
That's cheating. That's not fair. We're coming to your house. No, you're not.
That's right.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah, you could have gone to the White House. I think what did they do? They didn't have a chance to roll eggs the last couple of years because of COVID. Doggone COVID, you can't roll eggs, but I guess they were rolling eggs at the White House. And it's hysterical because anytime you get, you know, the president and the first lady together, I mean, it's a comedy show. It's just become, you know, you just go, oh, my goodness, if Saturday Night Live really wanted to have some fun and could do some legitimate satire again, there'd be some great bits, you know, that would just come out of those two. Exactly. It's just hysterical. Hey, let's get on with this first video. And this shows the moment a hero teacher saves a child choking on a bottle cap. What are you doing swallowing bottle caps, kid? We don't swallow bottle caps.
That's right. So you kind of wonder, how did this happen in the first place? But we have a classroom camera that was monitoring the situation, and we find out what happened. So Janice Jenkins was at her desk when one of her students came running up to her. Unfortunately, back when she had worked for a preschool, she'd been trained in CPR. This is the first time she ever had to use the Heimlich maneuver, but she knew what was going on with this little boy. You know, he comes over, he's pale, he looks distressed, she knows he's choking, and he did run right to her. And she immediately just gets up. She gets up so calmly, you know, and just, like, just gives him the Heimlich maneuver and makes sure he's okay. You know, you can see her comforting him afterwards, and he is okay. But the way he actually had the bottle cap in is, you know how kids do silly things, and he was trying to just take the bottle off with his cheap teeth, and at the same time he kind of ends up inhaling the bottle cap, and of course the bottle cap is perfectly capable of blocking your airway, so that could have gone a lot different. And it kind of reminds you that we should all maybe take a class in CPR training, so that just in case, you know, I hope you never need it. I hope none of us ever do, but it's always a great thing to, you know, this is something that she, like, it went from what could have been a desperate situation to something she solved in a few seconds, and it was pretty amazing.
My goodness. Yeah, you imagine, and here goes the bottle cap flying across the room, you know.
Oh,
my gosh. Wow. Well, thank God for some training. And, you know, it's amazing how, you know, these stories, the repeated theme, it seems, and not so much theme, but the action, is when people are in need, they somehow go to the right person who helps them out, right?
That's right. He obviously trusted his teacher a lot anyway, because you can see, you know, the whole video of him starting to choke, and you see him realizing, oh, no, and
I'm in trouble.
Makes a beeline for her. And I have a feeling she's a great teacher that's always making sure they're comforted. And, you know, she said that she didn't even let her emotions kind of go until she made sure he had gone to the nurse to make sure he was 100% okay. And she's like, that's when it kind of hit me. What could have happened?
Have you ever choked yourself? You ever choked on anything?
Not really badly. I've choked just enough to know how scary that could be, because it's like that desperate feeling of not being
able to get air. You're totally helpless. I told you the story, right? I was in boot camp.
No.
Oh, I didn't tell you the story. I'm in boot camp. We're down to... It's a 12-week boot camp, right? And it's intense. I mean, it's just Marine Corps boot camp. I mean, just to give you an idea, I tell you, 87, day one, by the time we get to graduation, 23 of the original 87 graduate. Okay, that's how intense and tough it is, right? So we're going in, and we're right to the end, close to graduation, and the drill instructor tells us, you got to hurry up, you got to eat, because we got to get back into training and everything, and you've got 3 minutes. Well, they're serving up beef stew. Well, I get a piece of meat caught in my throat, and I'm thinking for a minute, I'm going, after all the hell I've gone through here in Marine Corps boot camp, I'm going to die over a stupid piece of meat. And you are so, whether you're a little kid or adult or whatever, I mean, the panic that comes over you because you're helpless, you can't get it out. And fortunately, a drill instructor was nearby and understood what was going on and threw the Heimlich on me. And, you know, it gave him some sense of special power that he could do that anyway. And this chunk of meat goes flying out. And so, but yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, after all I've gone through, I'm going to die because of a stupid piece of meat.
You know, the thing is, it does become a desperate, like, that had to be so scary because you only have a few seconds to react. And it's, I don't know how long you, people remain conscious when they're having their airways blocked. That is a scary situation, and thank God your drill instructor knew the Heimlich. I mean, seriously, something to take you out like that, it seems like a small thing, but it's not. It's huge.
We got people dying in Vietnam and everything. I'm in boot camp, and I'm going to die because of a stupid piece of meat? I mean, that's not fair. It's not even right. And anyway, thank God.
So here I am
to tell you about it so I can relate to what this kid was going through. This next story is an amazing act of bravery. You got a deputy using own vehicle to stop a wrong-way driver, saving lives. You can only imagine what was going on here.
That's right. If you see the car, it's really a wonder. Okay, so this story ends with the driver, the deputy, and everybody else safe, but it's thanks to this deputy. It's Adams County's Sheriff's Office shared this, and there had been a driver going the wrong way down the interstate. But you can just imagine how much damage a wrong-way driver can do when they're going down an interstate. I mean, that catastrophe is, I mean, if they hit one car, the pileup is just going to be immediate. I just can't imagine how dangerous that actually is. And so this brave deputy, he put himself and his vehicle in harm's way to stop the vehicle. He intercepted it and allowed himself to be struck. Their vehicles both went over 140 feet due to the force of impact. And by some miracle, everybody was okay. And, you know,
thank God for new technology and the way cars are built that it could handle that kind of impact.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, thank God for a deputy being brave enough, because, you know, that was one of those split-second decisions that had to be made, and, it, like, people's lives literally depended on it. And he knew that it could cost him his own, but he did it anyway. And, you know, people, it's just amazing to see the vehicle whenever you're, you know, when you hear the story, when you see the vehicle, that's when it really hits you how dangerous what
exactly
happened was. And
you go, and they actually survived, you know, when you see
right.
the wreckage. It's incredible, right? Well,
this next
story, for those of you that think that TikTok has no redemptive value, this might be, you know, a story that could alter your consideration here. You got a woman that was saved after using a secret TikTok signal to alert a cashier about her kidnapping, right?
That's right. This is just south of Nashville in Tennessee. A woman was kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. Now, what had happened was he came by to see her at her brother's house, and she sat in the car with him for a moment. And he gets on the road, and he starts driving, and she's like, okay, I want you to let me out. I want to get out. And he's like, no. And he takes out a screwdriver, and he's like, if I can't have you, nobody can have you.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, she realizes she's in deep trouble, and this is a situation that's quickly getting out of hand. And they stop at a gas station, and she has the signal, which we discussed before. It's the violence at home signal for help, which is you put your palm to the camera and tuck your thumb, and then you trap your thumb by closing your fingers over it, which – you know, I suggest that people learn it, because even if you don't think you'll need it, you might see somebody else who does. And fortunately for her, the cashier that was working saw her, and she also was able to mouth and whisper, help. And, you know, so he calls the police, and they end up chasing this guy for miles, and he gets out and starts running on foot, and they tase him to stop him. So this was a very serious situation that could have gone a lot worse. And, you know, if somebody's threatening your life, you don't take that lightly. Like, if, you know, because people say crazy stuff, but you don't ever know when they mean it. And this guy wasn't letting her out of the car. And thank God she came across the right person to help her.
So everybody needs to practice that TikTok signal of help, right? The thumb
That's
across
right.
the palm and the four fingers just wrapping around. That's the signal for help, right?
That's right.
Good deal.
That's right.
That's
no,
awesome.
That's right.
Well, Sam,
needs it, but.
Yeah, exactly. But like you said, whether it's you needing it or understanding somebody else trying to communicate with you. And again, you see, again, here's a story where people are in the right place at the right time by God's grace and mercy to be able to understand a woman's call for help like this. Wow, what a great story. And there's so many more. Just go to Sam's Corner, BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. You can download and enjoy it for yourself.
You trust your mother, right? She's
Thank
always
you.
Taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunnybay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybay.